From Tidbits on November 24th, 2014, this is Take Control of OS X Server, Ready for Everyone by Adam C. Angst. Some projects turn out to be harder than expected, and while Charles Edge's Take Control of OS X Server was one of them, we're extremely pleased to announce the full 235-page book is now available in PDF, EPUB, and Mobi Pocket versions to help anyone in a home or small office environment looking to get started with Apple's OS X Server. As you'll likely remember, we published this book chapter by chapter for Tidbits members, finishing it in early September. Doing so got the information out more quickly, broke up the writing and editing effort, and elicited reader comments that helped us refine the text. Normally, we would have moved right into final editing and published the book quickly, but from mid-September on, our attention has been focused on OS X 10.10 Yosemite, iOS 8, and our new Take Control Crash Course series. We were working nonstop, and while we wanted to release Take Control of OS X Server, we felt it was more important to finish the books about Apple's new operating systems for the thousands of people who rely on Take Control for technical assistance. During that time, we had the entire book copy-edited by Carolyn Rose, who's best known for writing and editing Inside Macintosh Volumes 1 through 3 at Apple, and being the editor-in-chief at Next. Plus, we went over the book carefully to ensure that it used consistent terminology and examples, optimized the outline, and improved many of the screenshots. The main problem with this delay was that Apple has now updated OS X Server from version 3.2.2, Maverick Server, which is what we used when writing the book, to 4.0, Yosemite Server, which is all that works in Yosemite. Updating the book for Yosemite Server would delay it even longer. Luckily for us, veteran system administrators say that you should never upgrade OS X Server in a production machine right away. And even luckier, the changes in Yosemite Server turn out to be extremely minor. A sidebar in the introduction outlines them. So those who want to get started with OS X Server now can use the instructions in the book successfully. It's also still possible to buy Maverick Server and install it on a Mac running Mavericks, as long as you have the right Mac App Store link from the book. We are planning to update the book for Yosemite Server, which mostly involves retaking many screenshots and changing the Mav Server server name used in examples, in early 2015. It'll be a free upgrade for all purchasers. If you're a Tidbits member, you can continue to read the chapters on our website for free, but if you'd prefer a fully linked PDF, EPUB, or MobiPocket version that you can read outside of a web browser, you can pick up a copy of Take Control of OS X Server for 30% off the cover price of $20. Click through to the Take Control site from your member benefits page to load the coupon. For those who aren't Tidbits members and wanted to stand by for the final product, we think you'll find the 235-page book worth the wait. In its published form, the book provides documentation of OS X Server for anyone in a home or small office environment. In it, Charles Edge draws in years of experience as CTO of a national consultancy and managed service provider to give the essential background explanations, step-by-step instructions, and real-world advice you need to set up and run OS X Server successfully. He describes how to set up file sharing, create shared calendars, run your own web server and wiki, coordinate Mac and iOS software updates for users, manage your organization's iOS devices, and provide network time machine backups, among much else. A final chapter offers advice on how to keep your server running smoothly. We won't beat around the bush. Running OS X Server requires a lot more knowledge and effort than most other activities on the Mac. No matter how easy Apple makes working within the server app, there are terms, concepts, and procedures that you should understand before tackling server installation and management. Unless you know what to enter and why, your server won't work, or worse, its important data might be vulnerable to outside attack or hardware failure. With Take Control of OS X Server, you'll have all the information you need. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.